This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Danny and Dusty.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
With Danny Murray and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
What ruckus? I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
Did you describe the ruckus, sir?
And 1080.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of Danny and Friends. Patrick Harris here with you. Danny's still in the house because he actually owns this place. Dusty is off in some meeting.
Yeah, not paying rent, thank God.
Dusty's off in some meeting. That's what he said.
I bet our rent here is not cheap.
Rent here?
Yeah.
In this building?
It's a significantly nicer building than the old building.
Significantly. Although there are times, Rusty, I don't know if you feel this way. There are times I miss the old girl.
The character?
Sometimes I miss the old poop-filled Willamette,
yeah.
You know?
I will say...
There was something cool. I've said this before many times. There's something really cool about walking into the building, and on your left and on your right were just stations.
Yeah.
With booths, producing booths.
It was the old...
On-air booths.
It was the OG...
Old-school radio style.
Yeah, no, 100%.
And we were at the end of the hall, yep. And there was something kind of fun about that.
We had the window. Like, the only windows we have in here, for, like, you can kind of see them on YouTube. There's the one for the exit out of the studio behind us that goes into the space, and you can kind of see the street... But our other window is the lovely Jeff Rust.
Mm, it's a big window, though.
When I was only over there for, like, what, 4 or 5 months, 6 months, something like that. I remember the first show I did in there, like, officially on air, I was like, man, just because we had the windows on both sides, like, mm-hmm. But we had the river right there.
Right there.
So it was just like... This is kind of dope. Like, you're just
the joggers, the bicyclists, the talent. It was all there.
The people watching was... Incredible.
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 And then we moved into this building and we had the old heroin user that crapped on the porch.
Well, yeah. And the closets. Remember producing in the closets?
Oh, God. Yeah. No, that was miserable, which is funny. Again, we've talked about this. Dusty's office is where we were doing the show
it's
out of.
It's the old studio.
And I'm like, God, we really fit both of us in here, didn't we? This is awkward.
Well, if you missed any of the first hour, you heavy NBA as we talk Damian Lillard, SGA, and just we're going to continue on this. If you missed any of the first hour, you can download that wherever you get your podcasts at DannyTheFan.com, the Odyssey app, and places that rhyme with, let's go with the NBA is crazyify.
Yeah, it is absolutely bonkers right now, and there are discussions that I've heard that I'm like, there's no way.
I don't want to sound like hyperbolic or anything because mm-hmm. I feel like we'll always say this. I don't remember an offseason that's this wild.
Well, that's the thing.
Well, it's like we talked about, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off again. We've talked about how the era is changing.
Yes.
In how you build teams mm-hmm. is changing. And you can't always just react. You have to anticipate. And you've said that this has kind of been in the works for a couple years. Mm-hmm. And those more casual fans like myself are just now seeing it with teams like, I mean, maybe Denver should have been the first like eye opener. This is what's happening.
And then now look where they are at the transactions they just made last night alone.
This has to be one of the crazier years because of the shift in how to build a team. It's mm-hmm. no longer big three, which is why like the Clippers make no sense to me anymore. But it's now this full roster top to bottom. It can't. I don't. Do you remember an offseason crazier than this, and we're not even 24 hours in.
No, no. There's been certainly bigger moments of, like, you know, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George going to the Clippers, like bigger names,
sure,
at the peaks of their powers type stuff. But the, like,
a Damian Lillard being traded to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's been some enormous moves over the last 3-4 years. But I think when you're talking about movement in general, you're seeing guys like Ty Jerome, who was a finalist for Sixth Man of the Year, mm-hmm, with the Cavs, was really good for
really
them.
Good.
Got a $9 million a year deal with Memphis Grizzlies. Like, the middle class is getting punched in the face in the NBA because teams are terrified and they're like, we can't do the, we're going to give this guy $20, $25, $30 million. Because that one deal can cripple you. And that's what the Bucks waving and stretching Dame is insane to me, because they're washing that entire salary slot down the drain for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It was $22.5 million, I think, it's over 5 years.
Yeah, but they might be in a desperation mode because they got to do something to keep Giannis.
Okay.
And so far it's working.
Sure, but if he leaves,
ooh,
now you've got that, ooh, dead weight on your roster.
No picks.
No picks. I'm telling you right now.
Depending on what you get.
Well, no. I mean, you don't have your own picks because the Pelicans and the Blazers control their future. If you're the Blazers right now, you are just rubbing your hands together.
Thank
because
God.
They have $22.5 million. That is a very good player in the NBA.
Yeah.
We just saw Jabari Smith Jr. sign his rookie extension for $24 million. And if you could put Jabari Smith Jr. on that team right now,
mm-hmm,
that's a big value add for that team, and them not even being able to touch that. Having $22.5 million of dead cap is crazy in this environment. And you see teams like the Denver Nuggets, who attach a 2032 unprotected pick to move Michael Porter Jr. Jokic will be like 37, 38 years old then.
Mm-hmm. You have to think that pick looks real nice by then.
Oh, my
God. I mean, it's the same look as those picks that the Blazers got from the Bucks, that you're thinking, oh, in 2031, that team's probably not going to be very good.
Well, that'll be the first year that they won't have Damian Lillard on their books again.
Oh, God.
Put that in perspective.
Yeah, this always harkens back to me. I'll never forget when Mike Dunleavy Jr. signed a 4-year deal in Indiana, and I, mm-hmm, think it paid him like $16 million, mm-hmm, a year. And that was the first domino of contracts skyrocketing for mid-level guys.
Yeah.
Dunleavy was a fine player, yeah, great college player, was a fine NBA player. Good. Like,
I mean, you
said,
can go back even more recently, 2016, when the cap spike happened. They didn't do the smoothing, and the Blazers hand out contracts to Evan Turner.
The Allen Crabb, Evan Turner contracts, those don't exist anymore.
Yeah, I mean, look.
You got to be a bona fide superstar to get those kind of deals now.
And if you're talking about percentage of the cap, yeah, and that's the thing, is like the team building structures are so crazy. The biggest surprise, like everybody, and I mean everybody, thought Brook Lopez was going to be a Laker.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Lakers do something crazy and go get Jake LaRavia in the first couple hours of free agency, and then that cuts into how much money they can offer. You know, I don't know for certain if the money was the deciding factor, but Brook Lopez did go to L.A., but to the Clippers to be a backup behind Ivica Zubac. That was the surprise. Well, I should say the surprise of the day as far as the free agency signings. But Dorian Finney-Smith, 48 hours before free agency, going, I think
I'm out of here.
Like, I'm a country boy. Like, he's from Virginia,
mm-hmm,
he's super tight with Luka Doncic, one of his really good friends in the NBA. But he's like, I like Texas. I make more money in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That tax free is
quite nice.
And California being the most prohibitive outside of Toronto in the NBA, certainly a factor. But he just wanted to kind of go vibe there.
And you're vibing on a team
that looks really good.
That's another reason why this offseason has been so crazy. Kevin Durant to Houston is like the eighth most shocking thing, and that could be a decider of who makes the NBA Finals.
And here's the thing. Most people didn't think that the Houston deal was going to happen because they thought some team would be willing to give up something.
And we're just seeing. So maybe back to the point we were talking about with SGA, is this sustainable? The answer you're alluding to is probably yes, because now there's only going
to
be a very few certain guys that are going to be worth that money, and not every team's going to have one. To where it felt like maybe 5 years ago, uh-huh, every team had one out of necessity,
yeah,
quote unquote.
Or they had,
I had to pay
or
somebody.
Or they had two, and that's where you saw teams like the Nuggets and the Warriors and the Clippers and the Celtics all kind of be in this position now where it's like, oh, crap. Like, Harden opted out of his deal, signed a 2-year, $81 million deal. So
absolutely disgusting.
But that's less than
I can't believe that man is still worth $40 million a year. I mean,
he was really good last year.
Yeah, he was.
But like, that's the thing.
I'm probably just a hard hater.
No, trust me, I get it. He laid another golden egg in the playoffs. So that's not surprising. But, you know, they're in what they think is a contention window. So they'll do this. But their asset pool is gone. What you're going to see, I think the more interesting part of this is the teams that did give up all of their assets, the Denvers, the Clippers, the guy that just shot all of their shots with their picks and protections.
I mean,
and
the Paul George of the world, the Paul George trades of the world.
The Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
Like where they are at.
For Bradley Beal and KD.
Where they are at in 5 years. But as a GM.
Trading Kevin Booker.
Well,
or Devin Booker.
Well, they're talking about him signing an extension right now. So.
But that's one of those guys that you are willing to do that with.
But it's like, at what cost? And if you're a player, you have to, if you're a top player, let's say you're a top 30 player in the NBA.
I would say Devin Booker is a top 30 player in the NBA.
I'm just saying in general, if you're a top 30 player, your agent and you have to be on very clear terms because the whole, like the last CBA era, the super teams and the big threes and all that kind of stuff, the rule of thumb, if you're one of those guys, and Dame was one of these guys, you sign the extension and then you try to leverage. So you get both. But when we got into this new CBA era, you saw it, that all of a sudden, a lot of the control, unless you were LeBron, and even then LeBron, like the statement that he released, the Rich Paul released, like, what are you going to do? You have a no trade clause and you opted into a $52.6 million deal. And the scuttlebutt is that he's somehow going to try to wrangle his way to Cleveland. I'll believe it when I see it because Cleveland's a second apron team.
Not
going to
lie, I'd love it.
I mean, look, if he does go somewhere, go back there.
Go to Cleveland.
But like, okay, how are you going to do it? Because the second apron is so prohibitive and like aggregation of salaries and all these kind of things. Like, you have to choose. Like, if you're.
It's for Donovan Mitchell. So they get Donovan Mitchell and Luka on the same team.
Yeah, we'll see. But like, looking at that, you have to figure out what it's going to be for you. Like, do you want the money and you're going to be stuck there through some tough times? Or not, like Giannis. Giannis has the power to be like, I want out.
Yep. And he'll get it.
And he'll get out and he'll get to a, well, maybe not a good team. Like, because even like Portland sent Dame to Milwaukee, which they thought was going to be a good team, but the price was so much that Milwaukee.
They turned out to be worse.
Yeah. But I mean, Milwaukee did the same thing a few years previous with Jrue Holiday, and it did work out, but that was the run up to the new CBA.
Yeah.
So giving up those assets then versus giving up those assets now is so much more prohibitive. Like the Nuggets making this deal for Cam Johnson, they did that. They bring back Bruce Brown. They trade for Jonas Valanciunas. Like, are they like Cam Johnson and MPJ are probably relatively the same as players. I'd say MPJ might be a little bit better, but is he $17 million a year better? No, but all this did was get them below the second apron and get them out of this level to where it isn't as punitive. And are they a better team? Are they slightly deeper? Probably.
Probably, yeah. I would say, I think they're a better team.
But you gave up your most prized asset to basically be slightly better and have more financial wiggle room. Like,
because financial wiggle room is the name of the game. That's the name of the game.
And that's why OKC finds themselves in the position that they do is because they have so much draft capital, so many young players. In 2 years,
they're going to be able to survive this.
When Chet comes up.
J-Dub.
And J-Dub is up. Then we'll see what that actually looks like.
But that draft capital might turn into you let one of them walk.
You trade them.
You trade one for capital.
And then
new guy is in ready to go.
And that having that treasure trove of picks. And Houston is, I think, in a lot of the same boat.
And that is exactly why we think the beginning of the Thunder dynasty may be here.
It's why it opens the door.
All right, let's put a breather on the NBA for a minute. We'll revisit and also keep you updated if anything comes across the wire on new moves as we're not even 24 hours into the free agency of the NBA. And boy, it's been a while. But let's switch over to it's a holiday today, my friends. It's a holiday. Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
Danny and friends here. Patrick Harris with you. I want to give the NBA a little bit of a breather. And, well, I'm a baseball guy, so you know we're going to get into it. There's only one game on right now. Yanks up on the Blue Jays 2-0. They got the roof open in Toronto right now, which I feel like I never see.
I feel like it's basically hot across the entire country right now.
I mean, it's hot AF here. Mm-hmm. I mean, for here. Yeah. It's probably hotter in other places. I heard the Baltimore game yesterday or Sunday. Somebody I saw on Reddit, somebody posted a picture 20 minutes before the game, and there is nobody in the seats because it's like 98 degrees.
There was a,
then the attendance seemed fine, but it was like everyone's in the concourse before the game starts.
In the shade,
and
like,
it's like, all right, guys, you ready? We can do this. We can do this.
Get a beer up before you get out there. No, there was a the World Cup teams, not the nations.
The Club World Cup.
The Club World Cup. Yeah. Was it Borussia Dortmund that was just here in the U.S. for a match? It was one of the German clubs. I can't remember who it was. No, it wasn't Borussia. It was somebody else. It was might have been...
Munich was here. Bayern Munich was here.
It was Bayern. Okay. That's who it was. Their subs watched the game from the locker room.
Yeah.
It was 86 degrees. Because that part of the world, like you hear about these heat waves in England. It's like, it's 87. And you're like, they're like dying because... they just never get above 80.
Well, the Chelsea manager, they were playing their game in Charlotte the other day, and it's 88 degrees, and it had to be paused three times for lightning.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is going on
here? Oh, it kind of makes you wonder what happened last night with when you had the massive upset of Man City, and it's like,
yeah,
the heat get to them?
It's kind of just like, it's almost like, well, nobody really believes this tournament's worth a damn, so it's kind of like, you guys just want to pack this in and go home.
It's very hot and swampy here in Miami. I want to get out of here.
I feel very lucky that my team is not in that tournament.
We have an anniversary that is one of the best sports anniversaries of all time.
I mean, I think it's got to be. I mean, when you think about stuff that you know, I mean, everyone remembers the LeBron decision.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan retiring the first time. It's got to be Bobby Bonilla Day.
It is.
A man who was owed $6 million is going to cap off $35 million. And he's still going to get paid for another, what, five, 6 years?
10 years. 2035.
Ten more years. $1.19 million. They owed him $6 million.
Check it, same day every year.
Is this the only, because they, you know, we'll walk you through. So they owed him $6 million. They've kicked the can down the road. Do we have that Steve Phillips audio? Do you have that? Yeah, we'll play that in a second. They kick the can down the road, and they put it into a fund. We'll just go ahead and let Steve Phillips, he was the GM of the Mets during this. This is what he had to say about the whole situation.
We were releasing Bobby Bonilla, and the owner, Fred Wilpon, said to me, check with the accounting department if we were to invest the money with Bernie. Now, Bernie was Bernie Madoff. You know, he was friends of the owners of the Mets, of Fred Wilpon. The Mets had invested a lot of money with him over the years. They were one of the groups of many that got duped by Bernie Madoff. But the plan was that we would invest Bonilla's $6.5 million, defer it for 10 years, then pay it out over 25 years. And all that time, that money would be in a Madoff fund making money. And the thought was that we were going to make millions on his $6.5 million over the 35-year span, all still while paying him out what's going to total about $29 million. So a $6.5 million over 35 years turns into $29 million. It seemed like a good idea when we did it. and I will say that you know, I wanted to be a trendsetter, and you're welcome, Los Angeles Dodgers. Oh, I mean, $68 million deferred with Ohtani. I mean, you took it from me. I think so. I think I'm an influencer now. I feel really proud of this.
First and foremost, Steve Phillips, I'm really glad you're back on MLB Network, and I've enjoyed. Mm-hmm. This is some cringeworthy stuff here.
It is.
You're the reason the Dodgers decided to do this.
I think it's this is
a terrible investment, yeah, if you think about it.
I think this is a little tongue-in-cheek there. I think that's some
I hope so.
Yeah, because if you see the look on his face when he says this, he says it with a wry smile.
I do love, though, that this is one of the few Bernie Madoff investments that actually came to fruition, that actually kind of worked.
Yeah, for Bobby Bonilla. So
It actually made money.
If you aren't understanding what he's saying, is like they put this in an escrow fund,
yeah,
to hopefully grow a $6.5 million investment to $35-40 million in total, mm-hmm, over the run of this, so that they would actually make money on the deal. But the problem was, is Bernie Madoff was running a pyramid scheme and stealing the money, and so it actually didn't go into that, and instead ended up costing them $26.5 million when it's all said and done.
Steve Cohen's like, I hate this.
Yeah,
I mean, can we just buy him out?
I bet you Bobby said, hell no. Because like the way that I've described this is that one dude who won the small lottery.
He did.
That it, instead of taking the lump sum, look, getting $6.5 million in a lump sum, like over, let's say this gave him, mm-hmm, like 3.25 over 2 years. You can do more with it in the immediacy.
Sure.
But if you take a payout that turns 6.5 into 26.5, and it's
easily
a slower trickle.
Easy.
And
I don't live in New York City, 1.19 stretches long, because I go back to Vancouver, Washington, where I grew up, and yep, that money goes far.
And you count on that every single year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're talking about, you know, a 400% rate of return over the course and of 25 years.
If you invest that properly, then it's even. Then your $29 million turns into potentially $40 million
or more.
Or more.
Like you.
I bought Facebook in 2007.
Like just getting like what year did this happen? Was it
99?
So think about where the market has gone. Like if you would like
in 1999, the highest paid player in Major League Baseball, I believe, was Manny Ramirez.
There you go.
He signed an 8-year, $180 million deal.
Which is crazy.
And then in 2001, Alex signs the 10-250.
Yeah.
So I believe that's where money was in baseball at the time.
So, but think about that. Like if you'd taken that money, or just, you know, just $1 million, you know, you take once you've got a little pool, let's say he starts really investing in 2006, 2007,
mm-hmm,
you know, when the market kind of does the bubble thing,
sure,
but you rebound, let's say you bought some Amazon stock, or you, yeah, bought some Nvidia, or you bought into Bitcoin,
yeah,
in 2011, like the sheer worth that you could have right now. And again, I don't know if you did this, but I'm just saying like the paths that you can take over that period of time. And because you have it, and like I'm not saying he would, but a lot of guys just, they spend. because they're used to a certain lifestyle and all those things.
Totally. You were talking about the Malik Beasley update. Potentially, he's in a lot of financial issues.
Buddy.
That's why we see, you know, the Antoine Walkers of the world and NFL players that lose money.
Allen Iverson.
But it's like, AI, you made so much money, but yeah, you continue to spend that way. Charles Barkley better be glad he's on TV making the money he does, because that guy spends way too much money.
But I mean, like,
recklessly.
The other guy on his show, Shaq, is one of the savviest investors in sports history. Mm-hmm. He didn't take payouts from companies. He took ownership.
Yeah.
He took literal stock.
Yep.
He's like, I don't want endorsement money. I want a piece of the company. So now he owns a piece of the General and Papa John's.
Yeah.
And like, you just go down the, if you want to go down a rabbit hole of stuff people own, go look at Shaq's investments. It is insane. The diversity of investments that he has.
Well, I think so. The reason it's always the Bobby Bonilla day, because as Deal points out on the fan text line, 503-864-6326, she'll let you interact with us throughout the entire show. You know, Deal points out that Griffey's still getting paid by Cincy, and that is true. There's a bunch of dudes. Max Scherzer is going to make like $21 million.
Didn't the Mets
for
pay
6 years
Scherzer
after
to go away?
Yeah. You know, Max Scherzer, his deal, when he signed that big deal in Washington before they dealt him, it was all backloaded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to the level of some guys we're seeing today, but to the level of that. But we won't have a Max Scherzer day, and I think it's because of the Bernie Madoff situation, the Mets, Bonilla to go away to chase a free agent in Mike Mussina that they ended up not getting. He went to the Yankees. So that's why we will. I think the next player we'll see, though, is Shohei Ohtani Day.
Yeah, because when
Ohtani is retired.
Is it 70?
70. It'll be $70 million a year the Dodgers will pay him to effectively not play baseball because he'll be 38, 39. I mean, maybe he signs a 2-year deal if he's still good at that time, but most people assume after this 10-year deal, Shohei will go back to Japan and sail off into the sunset and live
and
a Scrooge McDuck life.
Go hit a million nukes in Japan.
So yeah, I think Bobby gets this holiday that we talk about because of the situation. Bernie Madoff and the collapse of the Mets financially, and how they're only recently, with Steve Cohen coming in, they had to bring in a hedge fund guy to get them out of the situation.
More money than God.
That Bernie Madoff put them in. So that's probably why Bonilla is famous. Yeah, I think the length.
This is a deal that's going to go
$6 million that turned into $29 million.
This is going to go over, what is it, 34 years?
Shohei's going to make $770 million over 10 years when he retires.
Well
Shohei day.
What if he opts to go, you know what? Yeah, you owe me the money, but we're going to Bonilla this. And instead of getting paid $1 million a year, he gets paid $10 million a year basically for the rest of his life.
For the rest of his life. That 770 turns into $2.5 billion. Shohei already makes like $100 million. Dude, the guy's going to have so much money, he's going to buy the Dodgers.
But you know what I mean? Like, that's how you end up becoming like Scrooge McDuckian levels of net worth.
Is Bobby Bonilla in the Ring of Honor at the Mets? He should be. Or is that a slap in the face to ownership? Would they be too like fuddy-duddy and old man cringy to not put him in?
I mean, if I were the Mets on social media today,
I'd just run with it. Like
happy
the Grimace
Bobby
thing.
Day. Yeah.
Remember they did the Grimace thing?
Yeah.
Like, just run with it. Be stupid. You're the Mets. You're never going to be in the spotlight like the Yankees.
Yeah.
So be silly.
Not only that, it's a decision made by a different ownership group.
Yeah.
Like,
that wasn't us. That was those idiots.
Can you believe this? I'm still paying this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where I think you lean into this.
I would do that as well. All right. When we come back, let's put everything aside and let's have a little fun. It's everybody's favorite, the worst day on the web. But first, there's my man Jeff Rust with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Well, this isn't the first time we've gone to this part of the world and the scary world of Southeast Asia and their development of robots.
Robots?
This is coming out of China, and this is their soccer team, and no, not the men's or women's soccer team for the national team, but instead, they're humanoid robots that are generating more excitement than their human counterparts. They have robots playing soccer.
Robots playing sports, huh?
Do you follow Scottie Pippen on social media at all?
I do not.
Okay, so I don't know why I do, but I do. And
is he like all in on robot sports?
No, he had one where he tweeted out, I want to say a week ago. Remember Star Wars, the checkerboard, circular checkerboard game? They had like the three.
Yeah, yeah. What's it
fighters.
Called? I actually used to know what it's called. Anyway, continue.
But you know what I mean? Like, yeah, totally. The holographic images.
The
that
famous
fight.
C-3PO Chewbacca fight.
Yeah. Where Chewie was cheating, all those kind of things. Well, there was one of those, but it was a full on like higher up coffee table with hologram generated like 3D of a basketball game.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, this is the future of sports. And I was like, you know what? I'm kind of on board with that. That's kind
of
dope.
Of robotics?
No. Like the future of like sports.
Oh, how
viewing.
We watch it.
Like a
so
full,
like you like, come over to my house.
Instead of watching
we,
the TV, you have a
watch
coffee
it projected
table that's like
3D.
It's a holographic, like in front of you kind of deal. And I'm like, that's kind of cool. Like I'm picking up what you're putting down there. That'd be kind of dope. Like it does like replicates it in real time. I'm like, that's kind of cool. It kind of gives you like a better understanding of just like the geometry, the spacing, like things you can see that you know on in person that you can't see on TV. I was like, I'm kind of down for that. This scares the crap out of me. You know, we talked about the story where the U.S. military was using robot dogs to suss out illegal tunnels in the Korean DMZ.
We've been kind of seeing this advancement of robots, whether it be drones or the dogs, and it could get real crazy real soon.
I got a buddy of mine who's worked on some stuff for the military. This I got to be careful with. and where drone technology and like the stuff where this is going scares the living crap out of me.
Totally. And that's why I wonder when you get to the sports things with robots, you're programming them, correct? So are you programming them like a Madden situation where, okay, so say you
so
got,
it's, so it's a two,
say it's a small 5-on-5.
It's 2-on-2.
2-on-2.
So this is a 2-on-2.
So it's like
two,
one guy.
Oh, sorry, 3-on-3.
One guy on the team is a 97 in Madden, but the other two dudes are an 88 and 84.
Sure.
The other team, the top dude is a 94, but the other guys are an 88 and a 90, and then you see what happens.
So these are they're programmed by AI.
Assumed.
But I like
that's short for artificial intelligence.
What I wonder is like, what is the adaptive nature of it?
That's what I'm curious.
And like, that's the thing is like, so when you talk like when you hear the words AI, we throw around AI too much. AI is not like Grammarly and like helping you change your your writing style or like that's just programming.
And there's still a ton of flaws in it. But you're right. We throw that, you know, we were laughing earlier about the second apron. I was saying is the new food cart term.
Yeah.
No. AI is the global thing that my kids talk about AI.
Yeah, no.
Oh, like, that's AI. It's like, and you throw it around like, no that's
it's not
AI.
No.
An algorithm.
Intelligence applies adaptability.
An algorithm is not necessarily artificial intelligence.
No. And like, that's, we have not like fully crossed that threshold yet to fully autonomous adaptability.
I did watch Terminator 2 last night.
The Skynet thing scares the crap out of me. Like,
movie holds up still.
Look, the sentience of things like I joke about it, but like when I start going into this stuff and I talk to guys that I know that are still in the service that or work in the Department of Defense adjacent, like the stuff that we talk about, man, like we're all glad that we're not where we were because the
where you were in your mid-20s in today's world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we look at this now, it's like the battlefield has changed. Like, it is terrifying.
Yeah, I feel like when I was growing up, a lot of people that I never felt were the most intelligent. You know what? I'm not going to go this place.
No, it's okay.
Do you think one of these robots becomes super messy and just dominates?
Well, that's the thing. Is like, if you watch like Boston Dynamics is the one in the U.S. where you always see the videos of like the next robot like doing the thing. Like, first it was like walking. It was that big rigid structure that had a battery pack the size of a Volkswagen.
Right, and
on
it's
it.
Like,
and now it's like fully running, flipping. Like, they've got pneumatic structures all over it. It's like, you're like, oh boy, because like, it's not a secret. The U.S. military has been trying to work on like exoskeleton technology for a long
time. Well, sure. I mean, it's an arms race, and it's you know, it's...
It trickles down, and it helps guys like that are amputees or like paralyzed or stuff like that. But the real part of it is like, how can we make a better warfighter?
Yeah, and it's no different in this. These guys are testing this to how do we make a better... I mean, could this technology go into...
Oh, you mean going full Star Wars, the clone army? Yeah.
I mean, not just that, but like, you know, I am Tyrese Halliburton and I rip my Achilles to shreds and I decide that instead of rehabbing that Achilles, I will just have my knee down amputated and put on a robot leg.
Go full cyborg.
And go full cyborg.
I mean,
partial cyborg. You know, like, does that technology get to a point where it's like, this leg can adapt to be more smart and more smarter and attached to your brain somehow and that leg
the Skylink
jump a little higher?
With a Neuralink, excuse me, not Skylink, Skylink's the internet, but the Neuralink, like, if I remember right, there was somebody that was willing to do the human testing. And I'm like, you are not putting a chip in my brain.
No, absolutely not.
But if I'm somebody, let's say I'm paralyzed from the shoulders down, and this what might give me an opportunity to walk again.
Yes. The answer is yes.
You probably consider it. And
I know.
It's like, but like the doors this opens, like if we unlock the key to cognitive processing through this, man, it is. And again, I'm just talking about 3-on-3 soccer in China, dog. Like, but like where we've gone in 10 years.
Yeah.
So I can never remember the actual law for it. Like, it's the computing power. It increases X percent, basically, like every 5 or 10 years or something along those lines. That's not the issue with it, with where we are technology and what kind of where it's going. Like, I think it was NVIDIA, like their new chip is like they're doing stuff in like nanometers. There was the worst day on the web that I was going to do a couple weeks ago where a group of scientists created the world's smallest violin on a like a nano wafer
to play the world's saddest song.
And I'm like, because my dad always used to make a joke when I was
some
a kid,
cheese and wine up in there.
When I was, if I had wine about something, he would rub his fingers
together.
And he goes,
the world's smallest violin,
playing My Heart Bleeds for You.
Yeah.
And I told him this story, and
we've all heard that joke.
Well, yeah, no, I told him this story at dinner a couple weeks ago, and I was like, yeah, they actually did make the world's smallest violin on this nano chip, and it's like the biggest issue is the battery. our battery technology is still finite because we like you still need an ability to transfer power.
I got a buddy who works in batteries, they're like trying to move on past lithium. Like that's old school news, but that's all we know right now.
Like science needs the break,
in
order for us to do it. And like, when that happens, that scares the crap out of me.
Sure.
Because when that happens and all of a sudden battery and power technology is revolutionized, that's when this stuff, that's when you start getting like the fusion engines and these kind of things or nuclear engines or whatever it ends up being. And you're like, oh, good God.
Do you think that this could ever spark like a league and you actually watch it?
I mean, that's what this is.
Well, I know. But like spark comes over to our world.
Oh, yeah.
We're like actually 100%. Going to the bar. You know, what if it's like this league is designed for bartenders that work late at night and there are live games at midnight every night because it doesn't matter. It's robots on TV.
Well, I mean, we already have that in a very, very loose way in like the, what is it on Sci-Fi, the Robot Wars?
Where they
smash them together.
Yeah, it's like monster truck derbies, but with, yeah.
But
yeah,
like, that's true. But that started like 20 years ago. Like, yeah,
maybe 30 years ago.
But that's where this stuff is coming from. Like, in this, we're always going to go down this with whatever we have.
Yeah, I will say this, though. I don't know if I would ever jump into it. I still think the human element, it's kind of like, I think you guys were talking not too long ago, like the steroid Olympics that are coming up. I don't know if that's for me. Now, I'm not saying it shouldn't be for other people, but I think I will always want to see natural humans play a sport.
Look,
dude, where does the betting come in?
Oh, God, yeah, because the programming nature of all that kind of stuff.
You just could.
One line of code of like, you need to stub your toe here, like to shake. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
in the fifth round, you go down. Yeah, it's like, your ass goes down.
Then you got somebody
Marcellus Wallace.
You're trying to, beam the code to it in mid fight, and, you've got.
People are Bluetooth hacking them.
Yeah, and you're just like, but the thing I always go back to because it's what I know, it's what I'm familiar with. But like when you're talking about war fighting, is there like when I got in, it was the first generation drones, and that's where you're talking about Global Hawk and Predators and stuff like that. And in the early days, we didn't have munitions on them because we always wanted to have the human element.
Yeah.
Like if you talk to any like 4-star general or captain or
we've talked about me and robot umps. Like I love the human element.
Yeah.
I love it.
You want to have something that's not robotic.
Right.
That can make a decision that's not black and white.
Right.
And that's the part of this.
The world ain't black and white.
No, and that's the part of this that gets very dicey when you're talking about this stuff. And that's why, I call this the worst day on the web. It's funny. It's interesting. It's crazy, but it's
terrifying.
Scares the living crap out. Like I'm not joking when I say that. Like particularly on the warfighting front, like just having seen it, been there. Like, if you take the human element out of this and you just start throwing endless amounts of like, because of, and this is going to sound gross. And if you're prior military, you understand what I'm saying. If you're not, you're probably gonna be like, what? The human element, the actual cost, is what stops wars from going further.
Without a doubt. And it's what keeps things... We were talking...
Because it's real cost. Yeah. But if you're just sending drone army after drone army and robot army after robot army into a city to slaughter, there's no cost.
Yeah, we talked about, when we were talking at the very beginning of the show about driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if cars all become automated, the car doesn't care if it gets in a wreck.
No.
But me driving the car, the human element, I very much care if I get in a wreck.
So, like, that part of it, it's a funny, quirky...
Go humans!
Like,
go humans!
Like, the Chinese people are, like, really, like, watching this and getting involved with it, and, like, they're gung-ho about it. I get it. And this isn't me trying to, like, shake my fist at a cloud, but it genuinely... For the future, scares the crap out of me.
One thing that's not so scary, more elegant, more on the fancy side, darling, has just gone underway. And is this one of those that you tune into, or is it a side project? We'll do that next. Danny and Friends, Danny and the Fan.
What would you say you do here?
All right, we got a loaded third hour coming up. We'll slide into a little more basketball, as things have been crazy for the last 24 hours, and some... question I want to ask is the East versus the West and how they're building rosters, because it seems pretty different to me. Plus some NFL notes as things are moving along. You know what? I might just derail this. Have you noticed? So NFL's king, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all know this. We all accept this. Max Fried just gave up a three-run home run, and I am absolutely livid right now. But that's...
You were literally just saying, please, God, I just need the outs.
I'm a fantasy loser. Anyway, NFL is king. But boy, let me tell you what. The NBA is sure giving a run at the NFL. It almost seems intentional. Because, like, when you listen to national punditry, the TV shows, the radio shows, we're still talking about Dak and the Cowboys and Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. You know, obviously it drives clicks, and I completely understand. We try not to do that here at this station, whether you're the guys in the morning, whoever, you know, you and Dusty and the boys after us. But it feels like the NBA is doing this intentionally. My examples are Luka during the Super Bowl. And here we are July 1st as everybody is gearing up for the NFL because the NBA is done, the hockey's done, it's just baseball, boring, give me the NFL. And here's the NBA once again inserting itself and being dominant.
Yeah, there's certainly some questions to be asked of the CBA, not just of the holistic idea of the CBA and how it's changing the fundamental team building principles, but it is... is going to, like, I think one of the things that came out of this is that it's very clear that the new CBA is going to drive actions by teams all the time. And I was watching McAfee this morning with Gary Bettman. He was on the NHL commissioner. And if you didn't watch the NHL playoffs this year, number one, you're lost because they were great.
I mean, massive success. Hockey is a little similar to baseball in the sense that it feels like it's never been better.
Yeah.
I mean, the NBA's kind of getting back to it. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be hard to say the NBA is better than it was in the 80s or the 90s, but it could get there. But hockey and baseball right now are on a hot streak.
But Bettman brought up, you know, the Panthers have won back-to-back, but he's like, the way that we're going into this, because they're getting their new CBA done a year ahead of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a crazy thing there in that actually they're growing the games.
Yep.
And they're going from 82 to 84. They're cutting down their preseason games.
Which is so strange. You would think you would do less.
Yeah, you would think 82 would be the cap.
Because the NBA wants to go backwards, and I'm surprised the hockey's going the other way.
The NBA cannot do that under the CBA.
I know, but they want to. Well, not the NBA, but the players want
to. Yeah, like, of course you do. You want to get that money and
yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's win-win for you. But as it pertains to the NHL, he was talking about how we want every fan base. Like, we're every 5 years, you think you have a chance.
Yeah.
And the churn is part of that, like the prohibitive nature of the CBAs and what it forces teams to do. And I think it's really interesting. And I think it pertains to, this is going to sound negative and, well, it is negative. The attention span of Nats. Like this generation, whether it's the COVID generation or the ones before
the youngins before us. Yeah.
Because we're all old enough.
My kids.
Yeah, but we were
8, 10, and 12.
You know, we were all old enough that we grew up playing outside when come home when the streetlights come on.
Yep.
We grew up through the internet era. Like, we were the last generation of you had to find something to do.
Yep.
Where now there's this overabundance
of things. Too much stuff to do.
And so, like, competing for attention, because it's so finite and so short, that's where you see the social media diseases that are coming out of this, like the literal brain rot that is coming out of this stuff. And leagues are trying to adjust to that. It's like, well, what can we do? Like, sure, dynasties are great in the sense of the traditional sports watching when we had monoculture, but that's not the case anymore. And, like, how do you keep their attention? Well, constant change. And I think that's a big consideration when you're looking at this stuff now.
So I think what I'm hearing, though, is that this is more lightning in a bottle, that this is more a circumstantial, because if what you're saying is true and we are on the precipice of a CBA situation, that's why things are as crazy, which makes me think the next few cycles will be a lot more calm. Therefore, the NBA isn't sticking its nose into this, because a lot of times the NFL will stick its nose into the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL will stick its nose into the National Championship in college
football. How about Christmas Day?
It's taken over the NBA. That I was curious if the NBA is kind of punching back.
Oh, they aren't thrilled about it.
But from what you're saying, what I'm taking from what you're saying is that it's just more of a this year, that the Luka's an anomaly during the Super Bowl, and that this is going to be a larger NBA offseason than most years due to its situation. That next year won't necessarily take away from the NFL.
Well, no, next year is pretty big because
what, this is the third show I've done with you in the last month, and all we talk is basketball. That's huge.
Yeah.
Usually this time of the year, it's NFL.
You're starting to head into
stuff. You're starting to get into
OTAs
it. You know, we are still talking about Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, is Caleb Williams going to take a jump, and Dak Prescott, and how bad are the Jets, and blah, 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 blah.
We have all those storylines, but the NBA is, and again, I don't necessarily like it, but it's the path that they've gone down. They want to be the social media brand. Like that's
they are
the
social media brand.
Because it's every time Adam Silver gets them and talks, it's not about ratings, it's not about the state of the game, it's our social impressions are this, and our YouTube shorts are this, and like you couldn't get away from the NBA Finals without being beat over the head by YouTube.
Yep.
Just an endless amount of, brought to you by YouTube, 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 YouTube. We like tubes, YouTubes, YouTube, iTube. It's like, oh my God, please stop. Please. But that's what they are leaning into, and for better or worse, that is the path that they're going to go down and try to capitalize on.
Yeah, I've always said that. I've said this in the past. The NBA and the NFL both hit kind of a fork in the road. I would say MLB and hockey too, but everybody kind of knew what they were going to do. Hit a fork in the road where you had to choose one. You're going to go left, you're going to go right. Mm-hmm. And one of the, let's just say to the left was integrity of the game, about the game, the rules, mm-hmm. and keeping it competitive, etc. And the other side is the entertainment route. Yep. And I always felt the NFL went to the left mm-hmm. and went to the, you know, integrity of the game, growing the game, keeping things tight and controlled, etc. To where the NBA went full on entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
WWE almost.
About. Yeah, yeah. That's why kind of the day to day gameplay kind of became a little boring. Mm-hmm. Kind of people lost, like I started to lose a little interest, stuff like that. The NBA or the NFL, we found out, actually just pretended to mm-hmm. go that direction, but actually went the entertainment route. But I think now you're kind of seeing that maybe, and I always thought that was a poor choice by the NBA.
Yeah, you would have a pretty solid agreement from everybody who covers the league.
But maybe now we're seeing that foundation has now been built, and it is still such a sensationalized league that now the sensations are larger, the impressions are larger than they've ever been, mm-hmm. that now we can work on the game. That we've
That's
got eyeballs, we've got people in here, and now we can work on the game. Can they compete with the NFL? I don't think so.
No,
but
nobody.
It is fascinating to bring this kind of full circle to see them taking punches at the NFL in the offseason when it's usually them that dominates the topics, dominates our world.
Yeah, the interesting thing in that vein is, number one, they're never going to compete with the NFL. But it is interesting in the sense of like how they're going about this, because the betterment of the game stuff, you saw Adam Silver and the NBA get bullied during the NBA Finals.
Yep.
And I thought it was great because basically everybody who's covered the game is like, what is this pregame show? Like,
and,
what?
And
like,
no player introductions. But, they got raked over the coals for that. Finally decided to do
it. Game three, they mm-hmm. finally, it was game three or game five. They finally, like, hey, yeah, no, we're going to show you the national anthem and all. Like, it was a full 180 degree pivot because mm-hmm. you don't go from not doing it, particularly in game one, to doing it later in the series.
Yep.
Unless you're getting bullied. Why? Because the Stanley Cup playoffs are going on at the same time, and I'm sitting there watching the introduction, and the microphone goes into the crowd in Edmonton, and O Canada is belted out by 19,000 people, and the laser
That's
light
nothing
show.
Nothing to do with a Canada versus USA
no,
team. Nothing at all.
No, but I mean, like, if you don't watch the NHL playoffs, or if you've never seen an Edmonton Oilers game, the anthem singer is in the crowd. And then the whole crowd joins in.
It's a little Timbers-esque.
Yes.
Like, we sing at Timbers games. And I say we because I'm part of it.
You're literally wearing a Timbers hat. But, like, the pomp and circumstance, the first two games of the NBA Finals felt like a game in January.
There was no excitement to it. And that was strange, especially, and it was almost
this
like,
this is your marquee product,
yeah,
dog. What
yeah.
are you doing?
It's like they knew that this is going to be a ratings disaster, so I guess we'll just wave the white flag.
And instead,
and
it was a ratings bonanza.
Instead, it was awesome.
Because the basketball, the product,
was fantastic. The impressions were there. That's what got everybody upset about Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. and the anthem and introductions and the halftime shows and all that stuff, because it's like, look, you've got us here. Now deliver us the product.
Which has always been there, but they just didn't prioritize
it. I want these two to keep fighting, the NBA and the NFL.
It's
almost like the little brother that like gets a couple jabs. You're like, ooh, got him.
Yeah, you want to see the NHL and MLB and NBA and NFL all be successful because it means the innovation continues to go.
All right, loaded third hour coming up. Big upset over across the pond. We'll get into that, plus some NFL news and notes. This is Danny and Friends, Portland sports leader. Don't you forget it. 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.